Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back in the studio with a really good update show. We got Pete Heim back in the studio. We're going to do the Pete's point of view. That's what we're doing. And it's not his son. It's him. It's him in the flesh. We got Pete Heim here in the studio. And you know what's funny, Pete? When we first sat down, I thought, well, what are we going to talk about today? And within 2 minutes, as we're getting ready for the show, it's unbelievable. We have so much to talk about. It's incredible, right?
It is.
So, yeah. So, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, brother.
Yeah. I like the tie. It's very nice. I like the red. Red is good for me. We have red walls in here. I have red sneakers on again today, like I normally do. Yep.
And I'm under protest of dress down.
Okay. That's good. That's fine with me. You know. You can do whatever you want.
I don't want to go further than that.
That's good. Yeah. We probably shouldn't. All right. So, you know, there was a couple quotes that I saw. One of the quotes that I saw on Keeping Current Matters, which is what we like to get a lot of information from.
They're great.
And this is just a great thing to start off the podcast. It says, in the absence of trustworthy, up-to-date information, real estate decisions are increasingly being driven by fear, uncertainty, and doubt. These decisions can be hugely consequential for consumers and businesses. So the way I look at that is that we always have to make sure we're honest. We're not trying to sugarcoat what the market is. We are telling you the truth. We are bringing you the information as we see it. And then we also think about what we see going forward. Yeah. Are we always going to be right? No. But the information we see right now is factual.
It's not fake news.
It's not fake news. No, so with that being said, I know you pulled some numbers and we're going to it'll be shown on the screen. But for people in podcast land, there's a graph that you had brought up.
Yeah.
And that graph basically shows that in 2009, we had 2 million foreclosures, which is just unbelievable.
That's
unbelievable. And in 2019, 278,000 foreclosures. Okay.
Right. I'm just pulling that up right
2021,
now.
There was hardly any. Right. It was almost not even charting.
It's barely there.
What's interesting, though, what you noticed and what you brought into the show here is that now in 2022, there's 88,000 foreclosures that have been recorded for 2022.
Right.
Now, some people, the news is what I'm talking about, will probably start taking these numbers. I can guarantee you we're not the only ones looking at these numbers. So they're going to look at that number and they're going to go doom and gloom, full bore, straight ahead, saying that the housing market is going to be just like 2009.
Yep.
Now, last time I checked, 88,000 is a lot less than 2 million.
Last I checked, I think you passed math.
Yeah, because I can scrounge up $88,000 if I had to.
Yeah,
2 million, not so much.
Nah.
Yeah. So that's the difference right there. So I think it makes sense though, because I think when you first came in, you said I'm not sure this makes sense, and I think as we started talking about it, it does make sense. If you start peeling it apart and really looking at the information, you know, we started talking about what was the height of the market?
Right.
When was that?
It was 2 years ago or a year and a half.
Year and a half ago. That was kind of the height, right?
So 21.
And when you look at other markets, I mean, we look at these numbers. We can't just look at Berks County, Pennsylvania. We have to look at New York City, L.A., San Diego,
Phoenix,
San Francisco.
Phoenix was the highest.
That's right. The one we were tracking for a while. Yep. Phoenix was going bonkers, 30%, 40%.
It wound up at 40%.
Which is amazing. So now just think about that. And then we are seeing layoffs in some of the major, major companies. We're seeing some of your big tech companies, Twitter being one that's in the news all the time.
Yep.
Facebook's laying off people. Banks are laying off people because the housing's not as bonkers as it was. Real estate companies, mostly online real estate companies.
Yeah, not
to beat them up or anything, but we do have a little bit of a partial thing with Keller Williams.
Yep.
They're losing jobs. Yeah. So if you bought at that very, very high point, like a condo for $2 million, or you built it, and now all of a sudden there's just a little dip in the market, and now you go to try and sell that, it's not going to happen. Yep.
Especially if
you're leveraged up.
Yeah.
If you did it on some program that you financed almost all of it, and now all of a sudden, it lost 5% in value, you're underwater.
Yep.
So I think that's where that 88,000 is
coming
from.
I think so.
I don't think that's the everyday person.
Oh, no, it's not.
Because in our area, you could sell the house and get out of it.
It's to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's just interesting. So I just thought that'd be the first thing to bring up.
And, because that was a national statistic.
Right,
that
exactly.
That wasn't Berks County.
Right, exactly, so, exactly. Yeah. And you got to remember, there's microeconomies. I mean, as we go through this changing of the market, there's going to be pockets in the United States that are going to flourish.
Yeah.
There's going to be pockets in the United States that are going to do worse than anybody else.
Yep.
You know, it all averages out.
Well, we get those lists of where to go in the United States that's experiencing growth.
Yeah.
Do you know what's really, this is a side subject. It's on the same vein, though. You know, Norristown.
Around here.
Is an amazing deal right now.
Really?
If you look at Norristown, yeah, Chris was doing some stuff down there, and I was looking at the prices. I'm going, dang, it's like a 20-minute drive into the city. And it's like
and it's a good value.
$195,000 house there, a $225,000 there. I'm like, what? You know?
That's pretty crazy.
Right. So there's little pockets like that. Like you said, that's a hyper location.
Right? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So there's other areas, obviously, around the country like that. So.
That's why you got to be careful listening to just national news.
Yeah.
You have to kind of look at the local level because that's really what matters to us.
Absolutely.
What's happening in our backyard is really what's going to affect the people in the communities that we are aware of.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
So what else you got there, man?
Okay, man. So I checked the active listings this morning.
Yeah. They're going down.
396, everybody. Under 400.
Unbelievable.
Now you take out.
We were close to 500 at one point.
We were.
I don't think we went over. Did we? I don't think we did.
It was just shy.
Yeah, yeah.
But 96 of those are in the city.
Okay.
83 of those are new construction plans.
Oh my gosh.
So there's 215 resales. Okay. So what does that mean? we're back to 21. No, we're not. Yeah. We're not. I don't think we are.
I think it means it's going to sustain prices.
I think we could be back in the seasonal market.
Right. So you're saying, and I agree with that too, because this is the seasonal drop. I think this is normal. We were starting to go up. We were close to 500 homes in the market.
Yep.
I think this is a normal seasonal drop because
it's
of
normal.
The holidays.
Sure.
Yeah.
Most people, well, not everybody though, because, you know, only the serious people are looking usually around this time.
Exactly.
And so there's plenty of action going on.
Yeah.
It's just that's, it's not the big flux of it, you know, which is like usually at the spring market used to be that way.
I'm getting a lot of calls already, though, Pete, from past customers saying that they want to do either A or B in January or February or March. Like, I'm already getting people saying, well, we're not doing it now, but I just wanted to let you know that this is what we're going to do. I'm even getting calls from people saying I'm not doing it even in 2023. I'm thinking about 2024, which is really
interesting.
People are really thinking that far ahead.
Yeah.
You know,
are they thinking?
What I've been noticing is that they're doing it. They're only doing that because they have a kid that's either graduating high school.
Okay.
I mean, these are the kind of
different reasons.
Yes, different reasons. Yeah.
It's not market driven.
But they're planning. They're trying to plan ahead, which is great.
That's, you should.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Asking me what they can do to the house. What can they do to fix it up? What can they do to make a better value later on? And also, interestingly enough, which I think is good too, is I tell them, look, I'll give you the value now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll track this every 6 months. Mm-hmm. Because I was in your house, I know what your house is, and I'll take some pictures for my memory. I can now, every 6 months, give you an update on where you are price-wise. And if you decide, if I see it going in a worse direction with, you know, not that I can predict, but I can kind of guess, you might want to pull the trigger sooner.
Yeah.
You might want to pull the trigger and buy a house and rent here or something.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, the price changes we see are on the 2-3% drop range, which is all the higher stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all. I mean, I don't know if you've shown anything between 250 and 350 recently. There's multiple offers in 3 days again.
Still the same stuff.
It's still going on. Absorption rate.
Yeah.
Last year, this time was 0.6.
0.6. So that means it took less than a month to get rid of inventory.
Yep.
All the inventory we have.
Yep.
Right?
We're at 1 now.
We're so
1 month.
So interesting. We went up 0.4, which is, you know, not a whole lot, but we went up.
We did. Slight, but it's there.
So everything so far we're seeing, the trajectory is in a different direction.
It is, but weird. Days on market is exactly the same as it was a year ago.
Interesting.
I thought that was interesting because I still think the lower price stuff is going hot.
Yeah, it is.
And the higher price stuff's waiting longer.
And the locations the locations too. Like if you have something that's in Wilson Schools, it might go faster than something in Conard Weiser just because it's more towards the center of the county.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with the school districts. It's just it's the way it is. Different. Location.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pending sales were down year over year. Oh, here it
that
is.
That makes sense.
And they're saying 37%. Year over year. Now, this is nationally now.
Mm-hmm.
Pending sales.
Oh, nationally. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
So I don't think that's the case here. I think our pending sales are down to probably about 3-4%.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to find in our system.
It is.
Yep. But average price, though, dude. Last year, this time was $237,141. Today, it's $260,399.
What was last year again?
$237,000.
Oh, wow.
And now we're at $260,000.
Interesting.
It's not going down. Prices
aren't
adjusting.
It'll be interesting to see if that number does start to come when if that does happen.
I want to see in like March. I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah,
February, March.
Yeah,
once
yeah.
This year is all out and in, you know, all the stats are out.
Well, because also if we do have a real spring market, which we think we might have this year.
Yeah.
Which I've been hearing that's possible that we'll actually have maybe the first spring market that we've had in a long time. Because over the past 3 years, we've pretty much had a more of a level market. Like it was just busy all year round.
Right.
Whereas, you know, we're seeing a seasonal drop in listings.
Yep.
Will we see a seasonal increase in listings?
Right.
You know, that's the question. Yeah. And if that happens and the buyer drive or the buyers aren't, there's not as many buyers out there, then that could level the playing field a little bit. You know, it's going to be interesting to see.
It is. But my prediction is we're going to wind up around 9%.
9% for the end for next year.
Yeah. For this year.
9% for this year. I can see that. Yeah.
Some were saying 7. Some were saying -2.
Yeah.
You know, and so all the major, like the NBA and mm-hmm. you know, CoreLogic, they were all over the place.
For 2022 or 2023?
2022.
Because they're all over the place also for 2023.
Yeah. They're just,
you know, Fannie Mae was saying 1.5% down or 2.5% down. And you saw that there was a bunch of different things, but they're all kind of, a lot of them are starting to agree that it's going to be either flat or a little down.
Yeah.
But once again, that's a national thing. It could be certain areas like our area could be that it's up.
Yeah. They also said interest wasn't going to go over 3%.
This is true.
Okay.
They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
But now, interest rates though, dude.
Yeah. Interest rates. Let's talk about that.
In just 2 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours. I looked at it this morning and it was 6.63 average.
Yep.
Brad just pulled it up. It's the same app. Same thing, 6.29.
Yeah, it's fluctuating, and what that tells me is buyers, please lock in.
Yeah,
I mean lock in a little. Lock in. I mean today, you know that's important again today
because
you know it could be the difference between 7.25 and 6.25.
Right.
Over a 2-3 day period.
Sure.
You know, don't gamble. It's not going to go down to 4 overnight. So if you see something that goes under 7 and it's lock. Because most of your mortgage companies allow you to do like a one-time float too.
Sure.
Like before settlement, if it goes down and it's lower than the rate you locked at, they'll let you do one time down. So
right, one time down, which is kind of cool.
It is cool. There's also some really cool adjustable rate mortgages coming out now. I saw some in-house products. There's a local lender here, local bank here. It rhymes with Sultan. You know, so I don't want to bring up the name, but you know, but they actually have a program, a 15-1. Yeah, it does. they have a program, 15-1 ARM. So it means for 15 years, you're locked.
Right.
And it's actually in the fives.
Dude, that's
it was 5.625.
Yeah.
Now credit score has to be over 720. But that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. So if you got
it should be.
And here's my thing. In the next 15 years, if it drops, refinance.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You know, the bank also sounds something like when we were at Thanksgiving. You know, I'm really full a ton right now.
He's full a ton. Yeah.
I'm full a ton. I'm full a ton.
It does sound a little bit like that. Yeah. If I were to say the name of the bank. Yes, exactly.
I'm kind of full a ton. Still am probably. Okay.
But they have great programs.
Oh, they do.
And those are all in-house programs.
Yeah.
That's not a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac product. That is actually in-house and that's how they're able to do it.
Exactly.
And you're going to see more of that coming up.
Yeah.
You're going to see more of that.
That's going to be a good move for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what else you got? Anything else?
Just with, if people are worried about their equity or not worried about it, let's say, or if they have other things, like if they like their house.
Yeah.
There's things that they can do with their equity, like start a business.
Yeah.
or they can buy the home that they thought they were going to be a dream home during COVID, and it didn't turn out to be that way. And they're 20 or so percent up now anyway.
Yep.
Pull that equity, buy the dream house and sell it. Right.
Absolutely. You're going to see a lot of that, I think.
Yeah.
I think you can see a lot of COVID reaction, second thoughts, like second guessing and going, oh man.
Well, did we talk about that? Yeah, last
I think
time?
We did.
Was and it like 80% or something
that don't that? Like the house they bought?
It was like a huge number.
Yeah, I can believe that. I
mean, I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it, but I don't know if it's 80% here.
80% would be pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can see why. I mean, there wasn't much to pick from, and then you bought the white elephant in the room, and
you settled for it.
It's exactly
you
right.
You don't settle for a purchase like that.
No, but you know. But what are you gonna do? You got a place to live.
Yeah, they felt they had to.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I get.
It's all right.
So sell it.
Something else.
So sell it.
We do. We know how to take care of that.
That
by
keeps
the way.
Us in business, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Hugo's like, keeps him in business too. So it was another quote that I saw. Another thing that was on Keeping Current Matters, and this was good too. It says, if you can find a house that meets your financial expectations for a monthly payment, and it's a good time to buy, it's a good time for you to buy. So it means it's the right time.
Right.
Then do it.
Yeah.
And then it says, and if you wait for prices to fall, but they never do, you may discover the hard way that the house that you found a year ago that you really loved, that you passed up, is now more expensive in the next year. So basically, what does it say? If you can do the monthly payment and you find the right house, buy the house.
Yeah.
Because one thing we definitely know is over time, homes go up.
Yep.
Just period. They go up.
They do.
And I don't see us getting any kind of a major, major depreciation in homes with the inventory issues that we have. Right. I don't care what the rates do. I don't care whatever. If we have more buyers than we have homes, that's a supply issue, and it's going to keep the prices where they are.
Yep.
And possibly higher.
Yep.
Unless we stop having babies tomorrow.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I don't think anybody's doing that.
I don't think that's
just too fun. Yeah. So, so I think that's good information. I think we have to keep saying that regardless of what happens. And, you know, it's different that it's your primary residence. It's not a investment portfolio.
Right.
I mean, yes, real estate's an investment.
Yeah.
But when you're buying the one you live in, that's different.
Well, Robert Kiyosaki says your house is not an investment. It's not an asset.
He does say that. It's not an asset.
Because it costs you something to live
in.
Which makes sense.
But you need a place to live.
Right. And you do build equity wealth.
Absolutely.
Too. So one last word of caution on the big statement of the day is where you marry the house.
Oh, yeah.
And you date the rate.
Yep.
Okay. Yes. We agree with that.
Yes.
However, you just got to be careful. You just be careful with that phrase.
Why is that?
Okay. Well, I mean, because if you are dating a rate,
is kind of weird,
right?
Is she hot?
Well, you're gonna
that's the question I have.
2.4.
It's a weird name, too. Really weird name.
Yeah, I know.
This is my girlfriend. Her name is Rate.
Rate,
go ahead. So, what do you say?
Interest,
exactly.
But my point is that you got to make sure that you're able to afford that higher rate. Don't do it getting in expecting it to come down.
Yes, exactly.
That was my point.
You need to still be able to buy groceries.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and that's why that $88,000, like you mentioned, some people lost jobs
agree.
Or something like that. So
totally agree.
If you can do that and you're comfortable with that, great. Date the rate.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't want to divorce the house.
No, don't divorce the house. Not good. The word divorce is
right,
never
Hugo.
Good.
That's right. Right.
That's right. See, Hugo knows. Yeah.
He's a marriage counselor.
That's right.
Here,
yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's why I do on Saturday nights.
Saturday nights, he does marriage counseling. That's pretty funny right there.
You're moonlighting there.
I know. Yeah.
Very cool. Lots of information, man. Thanks so much, Pete, for coming out. I appreciate it. That was a good show, packed with all kinds of information. And we'll make sure we bring Pete back every single month. We're going to be doing the second Thursday. It'll be airing the second Thursday of every month at 1 p.m. Please come back and listen. You will not be disappointed because we have lots of information to talk about. All right, that's about it. We'll see you next Thursday, 1 o'clock. Thank you.